earned. He did not walk a rocker hitter, did Thornton. He struck out four on 54 pitches. From there, it was Brandon Scott, the southpaw from Division II Hillsdale College out in Michigan. One run allowed in those three innings for Scott. He allowed two hits. He walked three and struck out one, similar to Thornton, on 54 pitches. Final six outs of the ballgame collected by Michael Perrello. A scoreless eighth inning on 12 pitches, and Kyle Bender threw 30 pitches in the ninth to close out the contest. As mentioned, McGuire's big home run was the highlight. You also saw Chris Arroyo make his Rafter debut out of the two spot. He scored twice and reached the bases three times. Aiden Teal reached four times as well, collecting another double that came in the eighth inning, and he scored that key insurance run, continuing to be an extra base hit machine as Teal, as well as flagging down as many fly balls in center field as possible. Rafters on the season. This is the fifth game against the Woodchucks. They're 1-3 against Wausau so far this season. The last time they were here was a doubleheader day-night on Thursday, the 20th of June. They took the day cap 15-3 before losing the night cap 6-3. We'll go over our starting pitchers and starting lineups when we come back after the national anthem. We're right here from Athletic Park. It's a 105 first pitch on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Wausau on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFH, our locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafters and Woodchucks ready to rock and roll here on this Sunday afternoon from Athletic Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back with you on WFHR. You know exactly where to find us right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM for all your Rafter ball games here this summer. We Owen McElpatrick to lead off this ball game against the left-hander Edwin Alicia. The 6'5 southpaw freshman hailing from Nova Southeastern is throwing in his seventh ball game of the season. McElpatrick, Chris Arroyo, Max McGuire, 1-2-3. Matthew will clean up. That is Jack and Schaefer in the five spot. A Teal will bat sixth. First pitch, we're underway here at 1:06 p.m., and it's a called strike on McElpatrick. Walker Buchanan will hit seventh in left field. Jorge Degatti in the eighth spot, returning to the lineup after 2 days off, will play third base. And Tracer Lopez will round out the bunch by batting ninth and playing short. The 0-1 to McElpatrick lines this one into left field, just foul. Hanging right near the line, unable to get that one to fall as McElpatrick. He's in the hole here at 0-2. McElpatrick back in that Thursday doubleheader on June 20th. A grand slam for Owen. It was the second in as many days for Rafter hitting. It was his second with the club. Broke it bad on that liner down the left field side for McElpatrick. He'll get some new lumber before stepping into the box for the 0-2 pitch from Alicia. Rafters bring in a three-game winning streak here into this one. They have started both halves 3-1 in their first four games. McElpatrick not in the lineup last night in the series finale and the homestand finale against the Green Bay Rockers. Alicia's 0-2 pitch. This is up and away. A ball and two strikes now. After today, the Rafters will come back to Wausau two more times this season, both being here in the month of July. That's the 19th and the 30th. The 19th, a Friday night, 30th, a Tuesday evening. 1-2. Arroyo. We'll bring up Chris Arroyo. Arroyo, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Lefty on lefty battle. First pitch, Arroyo. Grounds this one foul down the first base side. Looking at Arroyo on the season, playing in his second game, committed to the University of Virginia in the fall, reached three times in his Rafter back at home at Witter Field last night. The 0-1 delivery. Speed on the outside for ball one. Our umpires tonight, that's Gavin Holdgreave behind home plate, Christopher Castro down the first baseline, Daniel Roberts down the third baseline. Arroyo drew a six-pitch walk and scored in the third, collected his first hit. As a Rafter in the fourth, as the 1-1 pitch, foul tipped into the glove of Solis, it's now 1-2. Arroyo, an RBI infield single, which he later scored in the fourth inning and also drew a four-pitch walk in the fifth. The McGuire on deck, Matthew to follow. For Alicia, this is his seventh outing of the season, as mentioned at the top of the broadcast. He's 4-0 in his 21 in a third innings pitched. The Miami, Florida native brings an ERA under 3 into the ballgame at 2.95 with a 1-4-1 whip. He has worked against the Rafters before this season as well. It's his second appearance with the club in the first of June. 1-2 pitch, rolled over on the ground to second. That's Espinal to field cleanly and throw to first in time. Two up, two down for Alicia here in the first inning. Defensively for Wausau, we'll get to their 1-9 in the home half, but it's Isaac Webb in left field. Out in center, but in right, Austin Deering. Samuel Fisher at the hot corner. At short, making his Northwoods League and Woodchuck debut is Vance Sheehan. Eddie and Espinal is at second. First, doing the catching, Max Solis Jr. for on the mound. Edwin Lass, 3-1 against Duluth back here at home on the 30th in that 15-9 win. This is his first second outing. Breaking ball in for a couple. Olesia allowed 4 hits, 7 runs, but only 1 was earned. Duluth back on the final day of June. He walked 2 and struck out 19 Husky batters. Max McGuire looking at the homestand. He bookended it well. Drove in 6 runs in the opener of the homestand against Madison and had his third grand slam of the season and drove in 5 total against the Green Bay Rockers last night as the 0-1 pitch misses low and away to even the count at 1-1. Matthew Hurd's going to get the ball for Wisconsin Rapids. When we get to the home half of the inning, we'll talk more about the right-hander from the University of North Georgia, similar to his bullpen mate, Maddox Thornton. This will be Hurd's start. 1-1 pitch. McGuire chasing on that breaking ball down in the dirt. He's in the hole here at 1-2. Home and home here with the Woodchucks. We're here right now, and then we'll be back home at historic Witter Field tomorrow night. Per usual, it's a 6:35 first pitch. Looking forward to seeing all your Rafter fans in attendance. Another 1-2 count for Alessia in the top of the first, the payoff delivery home to McGuire. This one broken, bat blooper, center field. Getting out in front of it, though, is Sheehan. He's off his glove. It'll drop into that shallow center field grass. It is a 2-out single for Max McGuire here in the first. Jack Matthew had himself a ball game in the second of the homestand in the first of the series against Green Bay. 2 home runs, the first multi-home run game for a Raptor this season. A 3-run homer that he hit in the bottom of the third, and then one inning later, he set to grand slam left field wall. Back-to-back games with grand slams in the fourth inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Jack Matthew driving in 7 runs. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Matthew. Misses up and away for ball one. 3 left-handed bats in Kirk Schreider's order today against the southpaw Alessia. That's Chris Arroyo, Aiden Teal, and Tracer Lopez. When we get to Corey Thompson's lineup card in the home half of the first, whole lot of left-handed bats against Matthew Hurd and company here this afternoon. Matthew entering today with a 325 average. Talk about his 6 home runs, all coming at Witter Field. He's north of 20 runs driven in, 23 entering today. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball right down Broadway, evens the count at 1-1. 8 matchups total between Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau in the second half, all coming here in the month of July. Got a doubleheader, too, against these Woodchucks. All back to the screen by Matthew. It's now 1-2 on the Raptor catcher. McGuire, who's on first, is the team's DH here today. Everyone else, proof for the defense, behind Matthew Hurd. See what they can do to back him up today. Another 1-2 count for the southpaw in this inning. Long stare in with a 9 on the pitch clock. The payoff delivery. Breaking ball. Looking. Edwin Alessio allows a 2-out single to Max McGuire, but that's all the Raptors can muster offensively here. In the top of the first inning, it's Matthew Hurd time. His first start as a Raptor when we come back for the bottom of the first inning from Athletic Park on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to Cutting Carbon.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Matthew
at CBD American
towing
Shaman,
the rubber here
to support your journey
this
to wellness with
bottom
lethal
of the first inning live
our
from
certified
Athletic
CBD
Park.
Consultants
returning
offer
to you right here on WFHR.
To meet your specific
that's Isaac
needs,
Webb,
whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing
in
stress,
the box
or
against hurt. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday afternoons here with us. Raptors sent four to the plate in the top first inning, unable to put anything across on the Wausau starting left-hander, Edwin Alisea. We're back here tomorrow against these Woodchucks at home, Witter Field. You know where to find us right here on WFHR. All 70 Raptor games right here this season. Hurts eighth outing of the this next delivery misses low in away on Webb. 1-1 record for Hurd in 16 innings pitched in his first seven season. An ERA under three, he's been sharp, 2.81 with a 1.19 whip. He last threw 2 2/3 innings of one-hit scoreless ball at Hare Baker Field back on June 29th against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. As the 3-1 pitch misses low and inside, Isaac Webb draws a 5-pitch walk to begin the ballgame offensively for Wausau. Hurd did not walk or strike out a Fond du Lac hitter of the nine he faced on 35 pitches back on that Saturday just a week ago. The Eddie and Espinal, the switch hitting second baseman, to climb in now. So it's Isaac Webb leading off and left, Espinal out of the two spot at second base. Three straight lefties, 3-4-5, Max Galvin the DH, Colin Brigham in the first baseman, and Austin right. Espinal misses low and away for ball one. Max here, the right-handed hitting catcher, will bat sixth. Bottom third is as follows. Samuel Fisher, the third baseman, the center fielder Brady Jurgella, and the shortstop making his Northwoods League and Wausau debut, Vance Sheehan. The next delivery, lined foul onto the seats down the first baseline. Count evens 1-1 on Espinal. Second time Hurd's facing Wausau this season. Both outings have come right here in Athletic Park. He last threw against the Woodchucks in the nightcap Thursday, June 20th. That 6-3 loss third Hurd to a scoreless inning. Faced the minimum to not allow a hit, a walk, or collected a strikeout. The Monroe, Georgia native in his first start of the season comes set. The 1-1 will have to wait a pickoff move to check in on the runner at first base. Raptors defense today. Walker Buchanan in left field. Aiden Teal in center. Chris Arroyo in right. Jorge Degatti back in the lineup, and he's in the infield. Playing some third base up the middle, it's Tracer Lopez at short. Owen McElpatrick at second, and Grayson Schaefer on the other side at first. 1-1 to Espinal. That one hit him right on the top of his shoe. So Webb advances to second on the hit batsman. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. To bring up Max Galvin. Galvin! We'll see what Galvin can bring to the table here. The Oklahoma State Cowboy into the left-handed batter's box. Hurd looks over at first, nobody holding on the runner. Right-hander fires. So misses up and away for ball one. Looking at Galvin on the season so far, we know the damage he caused at the very beginning of the campaign. The Coral Gables, Florida native, playing a 32 games so far this season, has a .356 average. The home plate umpire today, Gavin Holdgreave, coming out to the mound along with Jack Matthew to talk to Matt Hurd and See Mike Spears out there as well. Looking at his hand, there could be a blister. Is there something up with Onherd's finger? Unsure to be known right now. As mentioned with Max Galvin, as Hurd continues to be checked out at now is the athletic trainer as well coming out from the Wausau side. Galvin collected an at-bat and their 4-1 loss yesterday to Fond du Lac here at as we continue to wait on Matthew Hurd, Raptor fans. Another homestand coming up next week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Single games on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And doubleheader on Thursday. Plenty of time to book your stay in the Wisconsin Rapids area. And there's no better place to stay in Wisconsin Rapids this summer than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Matt Hurd's exiting the ballgame. That's going to be it for the right-hander here this afternoon. Faces just two hitters, leaving due to an apparent injury. We'll make you, the fans, updated more as we know more as well here from Athletic Park. We'll have an extended break here for a new pitcher to enter the ballgame. But before we go to break as well, we want to thank our friends this summer at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. They welcome you and invite you to explore, connect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer. Whether you're in from out of town, if there's a break and you're here to watch the Raptors and they're away from Winterfield and you're looking for something else in the Rapids, our friends at Wisconsin Convention Center and Visitors Bureau have you covered. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. It'll be Jacob Smoot, the left-hander, to enter the ballgame, making his Raptor debut when we return in just a handful of minutes right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Cooley Grown Radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine.
Jacob Smoot making his Raptors debut. We're back here from Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks. Just 9 pitches for Matt Hurd here this afternoon in his first start with the club. The right-hander from the University of North Georgia exiting with an apparent injury on his hand. Idiocra returning to you right here on Raptors Radio, WFHR. All 70 games this season can be caught right here. First pitch from the southpaw, Jacob Smoot, making his Raptor debut. The left-hander coming to us from Dallas College in Richland. This past season, the 6'5 left-hander made 18 appearances, all of them out of the bullpen, had a 3-3 record with 2 saves, throwing 33 and 2/3 innings, 6.95 ERA and a 1.84 whip. As the 1-0 pitch misses just high to Max Galvin. Count now, or I should say now it's 3-0. Hurd threw one ball to Galvin prior to that battle ending early with that injury. So it'll be a lot from the bullpen today. They're going to need to record all 27 outs. As the 3-0 misses low and away for ball 4. Base on balls for 4 pitches there for Galvin. That walk will be issued to Matt Hurd. A walk, a hit by pitch, and now another walk loads the bases for Colin Brigham. Get the left-handed hitting first baseman. The collegiate teammate of Max Galvin in Oklahoma State. Tall drink of water is Brigham at 6'6", the Smithton, Illinois native, playing in his 4th game of the season. First pitch to Brigham from the left-hander Smoot, misses for ball 1. Brigham 1-for-4 yesterday in the loss. He had a double for the Woodchucks, driving in 3 runs as well. Collected his first homer of the season in his 2nd game back on the 5th against Fond du Lac. The 1-0 pitch, this one is hit in the air, foul down the left field line. That'll find the seats. Count evens 1-1. It'll be Austin Deering on deck, Max Lees Jr. to follow. So some new names for the Raptors seeing against Wausau this go-around. You got Espinal out of the 2 spot, Brigham in the box now, Deering in the on-deck circle, and the 7-8-9 hitters as well, Fisher, Jurgella, and Sheehan. As the 1 breaking ball swung on and missed. My Bigman count now 1-2. A lot of work here for Jacob Smoot to try and get out of this bases loaded, nobody out jam. Smoot set, working first base side of the rubber. The southpaw, hands held high, looks back at second. The 1-2 home. This one misses well outside and low, blocked by Matthew. Count now 2-2. Woodchucks in their home whites here today. Raptors going with their traditional red road cap, maroon on the main side of it, and that black bill going with their maroon uniforms, the gold lettering and numbering on the back with black slacks. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count on Colin Brigham. Coming set and looking back at second once is Smoot, the 2-2. Breaking ball, tapped foul down the third baseline out in front of the Wausau dugout. We'll do the 2-2 again. 4-for-12 in his first dozen at-bats on the campaign for Brigham, looking to be a huge addition to the middle of this Wausau order, a team that won the Great Lakes West in the first half, already having clinched their playoff spot, and they're looking to load up even more for their playoff run. The next 2-2 from Smoot to Brigham. This is low and away. It's a full count. 3-2, bases loaded. Nobody out. There's nowhere to put the Woodchuck first baseman. Another left-handed hitter with Deering on deck. Smoot working in nearly 20 games this past spring. It's his debut here with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. 3-2. This one lined foul. Clearing the netting down the third base side. We'll do the 3-2 again. A Sunday matinee action to be had across the Northwoods League. We'll go through the scoreboard a lot more after this next 3-2 pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle. Wausau looking to strike first here this afternoon. Smoot set, 13 on the pitch clock. The next 3-2 home. That one runs in and it hits him. Brigham right on the inner part of his hamstring. Will score the game's first run in Isaac Webb. So it's gone walk, hit by pitch, walk, hit by pitch. Still nobody out. Bases remain full of Woodchucks here in the bottom of the first inning.
Now batting the right fielder, Austin
Deering. Austin Deering, the FIU product, the redshirt junior, fitting that Country Roads being his walk-up song, a native of West Virginia. The first pitch to the Hurricane West Virginia native misses up for ball one. Another newer member to this Woodchuck squad playing in his third game with the team right here. He picked up his first hit in his first game here at home against Fond du Lac a couple of days ago, went 0-2. Was hit by a pitch twice yesterday in the three-run loss. Smoot set the 1-0. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Chasing there is Deering down in the dirt. It's now 1-1. We get to the second half, or I should say top of the second. It'll be 5-6-7, Schaefer, Teal, and Buchanan do it, but the Raptors still need to collect their first out here in this inning. It's the 1-1 pitch. Deering not going around. Back to the slider from Smoot. It misses low and away for ball two. So Hurd's line is now done after that run came in, or I should say the second part on third base right now is Espinal, so we'll have to wait on that as well, I guess, getting the Galvin assigned walk on second. So Hurd's day is far from done. Already an earned run charge, though, to the Monroe, Georgia native right now. Smoot's 2-1 pitch home. Swing and a miss. Back to the fastball for Smoot. Count evens 2-2. Another two-strike count worked for Smoot out of the bullpen. Let's see if he can put him away. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Up and away. That one for Smoot. And he collects the first out of the bottom of the first inning. It's his first strikeout in a Raptor uniform. A pitch away from getting out of this now is Smoot. If he can generate a ground ball here off the bat of Max Solis Jr. Solis Jr., an Auburn signee and a commit, the sophomore from Houston, Texas. 227 hitter in his first 34 games of the season. Three long balls. Got one of them here against the Raptors in that 17-10 win back on June 1st. Pitch to Solis Jr., a breaking ball from Smoot that works its way in for a called strike. Solis Jr., 1-for-3 with a run scored in his last game played, and that was back on July 4th at Green Bay. That's where Wausau started their second half, July 3rd and 4th at Capital Credit Union Park. Solis Jr. not playing in either game of the Fond du Lac series. 0-1 pitch, another breaking ball from Smoot, missing up and away. Count evens 1-1. 18 runs driven in on the season for Solis Jr. He's got four doubles. Last double he collected was against Green Bay on the 24th here at home. Last time he went deep, the 28th of June, here against Eau Claire. Smoot's 1-1 pitch, bases remain loaded. This one ripped on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Another two-strike count here for Jacob Smoot out of the Raptor bullpen in the bottom of the first inning. If you're just joining us, Matthew Hurd was today's starting pitcher. Faced the first two full hitters, was lifted from the ball game after beginning a 1-0 count on Max Galvin, pointing to his hand, something not right there for Hurd. Could have been a blister on the hand. I don't want to make assumptions, but either way, you know, he did not want to leave the ballgame after throwing just 9 pitches this afternoon. That's prior to the 1-2. Jacob Smoot will stick off the back of the rubber, and he'll hop back on here for the 1-2. Out on third is Espinal, Galvin on second, Brigham in on first. The 1-2, breaking ball. This one is crushed foul down the left field line. Another souvenir given out to a fan here in attendance today, and it'll be another 1-2 delivery coming here from Jacob Smoot to Max Solis Jr. Solis Jr., an OPS of 771 entering the ballgame, an on-base percentage at .426, slugging .345. The next 1-2, this one hit in the air right center field, giving chases Arroyo. He's going to have to watch it go over his head and one-hop the wall. Espinal in to score, Galvin behind him. And staying put at third is Colin Brigham. It is a two-run double with one out here in the bottom of the first inning for Max Solis Jr., and it's 3-0 Wausau. Bring up Samuel Fisher for Wausau. Fisher, another FIU product. They've added a couple of those at Wausau. First pitch to the left-handed hitting third baseman is called a strike. Looking at Hurd's line, finalized for the ball game. Two earned runs given up by the right-hander. Everything left on the bases on the hook here for Smoot. The 0-1 pitch. This one laced foul right off the netting, protecting the third base seats for the fans. Right behind the Wausau dugout, it's now 0-2. Looking at Sam Fisher, this is just his second game with the Woodchucks. Played back here on the 5th in that 10-3 win over Fond du Lac. Collected his first hit in RBI with the club. That being a double, he later scored. It's the 0-2 pitch, misses low and outside. Jack Matthews sliding across on his knees again to keep that in front of him. It's now 1-2. Smoot has worked yet another two-strike count here in this inning. He'll look to retire Fisher for the second out of the frame. Set the payoff. So misses outside, not competitive there from Smoot. Two balls and two strikes. In the on-deck circles, Brady Jurgella, Vance Sheehan will follow. First base side of the rubber is Smoot. He comes set, hands held high. Back at second once, two on the pitch clock, the 2-2 pitch. This one tapped on the ground softly over to second base. McElfatrick charging in, gloves it, and lightly flips it over to first base in time. It's a 4-3 put out of Sam Fisher. A run does come in to score, that being Colin Brigeman. To third on the put out is Solis Jr., and it's 4-0 Woodchucks. Another first here against Rafter pitching. It's Brady Jurgella from Minnesota State University, Mankato. Jurgella returning to the team, playing with the Woodchucks now for a third straight summer. It's 5-for-13 his first three games. Went 0-for-4 yesterday after having back-to-back multi-hit games to begin his campaign this summer. First pitch from Smoot. This is outside in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Jurgella played in 29 games for the Woodchucks a summer ago and was a .277 hitter in 112 at-bats. Played 38 games as well in the 2022 summer. Redshirt Jr. awaits the 1-0 pitch from Smoot. Pops this one up. That'll find the seats down the third base side. Count evening 1-1. Raptors enter today 18 wins, 19 losses overall, 3-1 in the second half. Their home versus road splits, though, are pretty drastic. 13 wins at Witter Field, only 5 away from Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1 pitch. This is low and outside for ball two. And I mentioned two at the top of the broadcast in the pregame show. Rafters in their 5 Sunday games so far this season are 4-1. They only lost one Sunday game this year. That was 2 weeks ago at Waterloo on the 23rd. The 2-1 pitch from Smoot to Jurgella. This is up and away. Three balls and a strike now on the center fielder of Wausau. Oh, Vance Sheehan on deck, top order with Isaac Webb to follow. Smoot set, the 3-1 delivery. Fastball on the inside corner, called a strike, count now full. 3-2, runner on third, two outs. Wausau plating four so far here in the first inning. Smoot looking to get out of any more trouble here. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. This one misses low and away for ball four. Jurgella draws a walk. They're on the corners with two outs for Vance Sheehan, making his Northwood League and Wausau debut. Sheehan, a native of Lake Worth, Florida, South Carolina, University of Carolina Upstate. Look at his numbers this past season. 39 games started, 42 played in overall. It was a north of 300.307. Right-handed hitting Sheehan steps in the first pitch from Smoot. That one misses outside for ball one. 7 doubles, 2 homers for Sheehan in college baseball this past spring. Slugged exactly 400 on the nose. Got on base at a 390 clip. The 1-0 pitch. This is downstairs, 2 balls, no strikes now on the 9-hole hitter in Corey Thompson's order. Nine pitches for Hurd is all he had today. He's 35th right here. Southpaw set, looks over at first. Schaefer holding on. 2-0 pitch. This is up the way. 3-0. Silly Smoot's only inning of today after hitting the 35 mark. You look down to the right field line, they're after bullpen, getting up and moving around accordingly. Two pitchers to make up this first inning here today is the 3-0 pitch. A fastball right in there for a called strike. On first is Jurkela. It'll be Solis Jr. on third. Solis Jr., the big swing of the bat in this inning, a two-run double to right field that made it 3-0 Woodchucks. 3-1 pitch. This one lined into left field. That's a fair ball down the line. Solis Jr. in to score. Jurkela on his high horse hitting the third base bag. The relay throw home. Gets under the glove of Tracer Lopez. Sliding in, head first safe without a throw to the plate as Brady Jurkela. It is a two-out, two-run double in his first at-bat of the Northwoods League for Vance Sheehan. And it is now 6-0 Woodchucks. It'll go back to the top of the order here. With Isaac Webb, who drew a five-pitch walk against Matt Hurd to begin this ball game offensively for the Chucks.
Now batting the left fielder, Isaac Webb.
Rwasa now 6 runs on just 2 hits. Being patient against Matt Hurd and Jacob Smoot here in this first inning. Adion Espinal in the on-deck circle, the switch-hitting second baseman. If Smoot remains in the ballgame, we'll hit from the right side. Smoot looks back at second, the first pitch. That one missing inside, nearly hitting Webb. Count begins 1-0. Edwin Alessia of the Southpaw, who threw a scoreless top of this first inning and only allowed 4 hitters to step into the box for Wisconsin Rapids, has been on the shelf for quite a while now. But I'm sure he appreciates the 6 runs of support. The 1-0. This one misses downstairs for ball 2. Get Webb out of the leadoff spot, traditionally in the infield, gets some time in left, though, today is the redshirt junior from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. This is his 24th ball game of the summer, a 391 hitter, a scorching hot bat in his first 92 ABs. 2 homers, 5 doubles, 17 runs driven in on the campaign for Webb. 2-0 pitch, this one is a hot shot down the left field line, but foul. Count moves 2-1. Runner will be going on contact here. That is Sheehan out on second base. Two-run doubles for the Woodchucks here. In this home half of the first inning, Isaac Webb being the 10th hitter into the box now for Wausau. Webb, a 3-hit game on the 4th of July in the 8-7 win at Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon over the Green Bay Rockers. The 2-1 pitch from Jacob Smoot. Breaking ball, swung on and missed down to a knee. There is Webb to even the count at 2-2. In yesterday's loss to Fond du Lac, Webb was 1-for-4, struck out twice against Doc Spider pitching. Now time called as well by the home plate umpire, Gavin Holdgreave, and they're going to say a hit clock violation on Isaac Webb will retire the side. Give Smoot the strikeout, a hit clock violation is how this side is retired. 10 hitters sent to the plate here in this first inning. The Wausau Woodchucks. 6-0 inning of play here at Athletic Park on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
The 24-25 Local in Love and It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like R&R Bar and Grill, Subway and the Wisconsin Rapids Walmart, Nail and Spa by Ford Garage, Tamarack Bar and Grill, Johnny's Bar, Rabbit Rehab, Tom's Paint, and Hotel Mead Resorts and Convention Centers. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine. Available today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Jacob Smoot's line is going to be complete today. The southpaw coming in to throw the rest of the first inning. First two hitters due to injury, but the left-hander Smoot going over the 35-pitch mark. He finishes with 42 thrown in his Raptor debut and eligible to pitch when we get to the home half of this second inning. Six runs played by the Woodchucks, sending 10 of the pitch near in the bottom of the first from Athletic Park. Andy Ockham returning to you right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Edwin Alicia back out to the hill. An extended time away, a near 30-minute bottom of the first inning. He faces the 5-6-7 spots and the Raptor order to begin the frame. First pitch to Grayson Schaefer, misses up and away for ball one. Max McGuire, the lone hit for the Raptors in the first inning. That was a two-out single, broken bat up the middle for Max. Six runs on two hits for the Woodchucks. Took their walks and had a couple of hit batsmen in that home half of the first as well. 1-0 pitch to Schaefer, swung on and missed. Count moves 1-1. Schaefer also hit out of the five spot and played first base last night against Green Bay. Reached three different times, threw a five-pitch walk in the second, an RBI double in the third, and singled back in the sixth. 1-1 pitch, missing inside on the right-handed, hitting Schaefer for ball two. Aiden Teal on deck, Walker Buchanan to follow. Jorge Degatti out of the eighth spot, due up fourth this inning, making his return to the Raptor lineup after not playing at all in the Green Bay series. The 2-1 pitch, a fastball from the southpaw, Alicia, is called a strike, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff hitter in this inning for your Raptors, Grayson Schaefer. At his second home run of the season, back on July 4th at home. 2-2 pitch, check swing on the breaking ball. Say he did not go around. Late appeal down to first to Christopher Castro in the swing. He says down the line, so it's now 3-2 on Schaefer. It was a 411-foot blast to right center to lead off that bottom of the second inning. One of three home runs hit by the Raptors on Independence Day in a 105 matinee at historic Winter Field, wrapping out that home-and-home series to begin the second half with the Madison Mallards. Here comes the 3-2. One grounded foul down the third baseline. We'll do it again. Two home runs on the season for Schaefer. You mentioned the three in that game. He also had a Max McGuire three-run shot to the opposite field. And Cashel Duggar hitting one over the video board in right field at Winter Field. His first home run with the club. Another 3-2 pitch here in this lengthy battle. Schaefer in the air. Deep left field. Back track wall. The catch is made by Isaac Webb. Ballpark holding that one in right in front of the warning track. Webb going all the way back, but coming in to make the grab for the first out of the inning on Schaefer. Aiden Teal, the left-handed hitting center fielder from Mahwah, New Jersey. University of Virginia stepping in. Same spot in the lineup and on defense from a day ago. Teal yesterday reached four different times in that 10-6 win against Green Bay. The on-lefty battle here for Alicia. The first pitch to Teal. Breaking ball on the outer third is called a strike. Teal drew a 7-pitch walk. His first time aboard was in the third inning last night. Singled in the fourth. Drew a 6-pitch walk in the sixth. Then had that big double in which he later scored a key insurance run in the eighth inning. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Count quickly 0-2 here on Teal. Teal joining the team a week and a half ago in Green Bay. It's another one of those. Him showing up to a new yard, has yet to play at Athletic Park this season or against Wausau for that matter. The 0-2. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Teal down on strikes. Two up, two down for Alessia here in the top of the second inning. I mentioned the Raptors being 13-6 at home and then 5-13 on the road in return. Just a completely flipped team playing at Witterfield versus away from it. Thankfully, they'll be back at Witterfield for a lot of time this week. The only road game Monday through Saturday is on Tuesday in Ashwaubenon. First pitch breaking ball from Alessia to Walker Buchanan is swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. Buchanan got the day off yesterday and went 0-4 in 5 plate appearances in the series opener against Green Bay back on the 5th. He was hit by a pitch in the 8th inning, being Walker's lone time on the bases. 0-1 pitch, late on that fastball is Buchanan. A swing and a miss makes it 0-2. Buchanan, after getting hit by that pitch, made sure that every Raptor position player that started in the ballgame had reached base. Looking for his first hit in quite some time. Alessia set the 0-2 delivery. Fouled off Buchanan, will do it again. It'll be Jorge Degatti on deck, Tracer Lopez to follow. Another pitch coming in here to the Jupiter, Florida native, playing in his 20th game with the Raptors, Walker Buchanan. Breaking ball goes Alessia, and it misses the top of the zone. Count now 1-2. Buchanan last picked up a knock on the 4th of July in a 1-for-3 effort against Madison. Had a multi-hit game. 2 of the 10 hits in which the Raptors were shut out 1-0 at Warner Park on Wednesday. The 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball, got him swinging. A lot of rest in between innings, no problem for Edwin Alessia. He works a 1-2-3 top of the 2nd with a couple of punch-outs here against the Raptors. We head to the home half, 2-3-4. Two up for Wausau against this Raptor bullpen on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the 9th inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Raptors as we enter the bottom of the 2nd inning right here in Athletic Park. Andy Ockham returning to you on WFHR, your home for all 70 Raptor games this summer. It's Juan Berrios, the left-hander from Alabama State University. First pitch to Edian Espinal. This is outside for ball one, or as the guys like to call him, Juan Berrio. Every time they see him on the bus, they just look at him and they go, "Hey, Juan Berrio." It's a good joke between the team, and they always like to give Juan a hard time. As the 1-0 pitch found straight back, count evens 1-1. Berrios throwing in his seventh game of the season. He last worked way back in the first half in that 12-2 loss in Ashwaubenon on June 26th. Three innings pitched, six hits, six runs allowed, all of them earned. He walked four and struck out four, facing 19 Rocker hitters on that night in Green Bay. The 1-1 breaking ball missing low from Berrios. Count now set here at 2-1. Espinal hit by a pitch and scored one of the six runs for Wausau back in that first inning. The 2-1 pitch misses low for ball three. No runs on a hit, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Six runs, two hits, no errors for Wausau. Berrios looking to attack here with this 3-1. This one on the outside corner, and it misses for ball four. Espinal aboard for the second time in as many innings. It's a five-pitch walk to begin this second frame. As mentioned, Matt Hurd did not record an out in his first start, leaving the game due to injury an inning ago. Two runs allowed, both earned. He walked one, did not strike out one, did hurt. Jacob Smoot then made his Raptor debut, but could only pitch the first inning as he went over that 35-pitch threshold. First pitch to Galvin, missing low for ball one. Smoot on his 42 pitches thrown, walked two, struck out two, allowed two hits on four earned runs this afternoon. Lefty on lefty battle here. Max Galvin drew a four-pitch walk a frame ago, and shocker, later scored. So did most Wausau hitters that reached the bases last inning. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Galvin. Count evens 1-1. Woodchucks only left one on the bases an inning ago. The Raptors left one on in the first but went down 1-2-3 against Edwin Alessia. Back in the top of this frame. The 1-1 pitch from the native of Puerto Rico, Juan Berrios. It's a breaking ball that misses low for ball two. Who won the count here? Galvin in search of his first at-bat of the ballgame. This one misses low from Berrios. Three balls and a strike the count now. It's Colin Brigham on deck. Austin Dierling to follow. Berrios set, working middle of the rubber, has his signs from Jack Matthey. The 3-1 from the southpaw. This is low for ball four. Two straight five-pitch walks issued by Juan Berrios to second as Espinal. No outs here in this bottom of the second inning. Colin Brigham, first time facing the Raptors this season. The big left-handed hitting first baseman was hit by a pitch and a 3-2 count last inning. That's how the first run came in to score for the Woodchucks. That is Berrios. First pitch to him. So this is low. Right behind Jack Matthew. Kicks off his glove, but he's able to regather in enough time before any runners take off. They remain on first and second. Count sitting right here at 1-0 on Brigham. The 1-0 pitch for Brigham in his fourth game with the Woodchucks. Rolled over on the ground to second. McElpatrick gloves, but it pops in and out. The only play is the first, and it's in time. Had a chance to turn two. It's a 4-3 putout. Advancing to second is Galvin. To third is Espinal. That's where they'll stay with one out in the inning. Austin Dierling went down swinging an inning ago against Jacob Smoot in his first at-bat of the ball game. Has a chance here with two ducks on the pond to extend this 6-0 Wausau lead. Up down lefty battle again for Berrios. Juan comes set. Nobody holding on the runners. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Chasing away on that off-speed delivery is Dierling. Count begins 0-1. Again, the bullpen going to have to be stretched and worked here today. Raptors in pursuit of getting to 500 on the season, but they're going to have to climb out of a big hole to do so. The 0-1 pitch. Missing upstairs. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Leading off third is Espinal. Galvin on second. Berrios rocks and fires. Missing the outside corner for ball two. Looking at Berrios' outings on the season.